Today's September 23rd, 2014. This is Joan Weaver. I'm in the Kinsley Library, and we're going to be interviewing Jake Schmidt about his recollections as a young person during the Depression and the Dust Bowl days. Jake, you want to give me your full name?
Jake E. Schmidt.
Okay. And you were born when?
August 2nd, 1931.
Okay. So, what are some of your memories about this time period? Where were you, maybe we should start with?
Well, I was in Sublette, Kansas. And I got married, and we had a daughter, and I lived on top of the St. Clair service station when this dust storm hit. We covered the blanket all over the baby, and we wet it down, and we wet the windows down with sheets and stuff, and it seemed like we couldn't get things right, so my brother worked for a farmer out in the country, a mile west and a mile north and a mile west of Liberal, Sublette, I mean, not Liberal, Sublette. And we went down there to see how they were doing, and they were scooping sand out, so we didn't have no sense to stay in there, so we turned around and went back home again. That's the kind of things we went. And then I worked out there for a farmer, and I pulled a hammy behind a case tractor, and I'd be leveling the field off where the sand was blowed up over the tumble weeds, and I almost turned the tractor backwards one time. But I got over them. I don't know.
What year would this have been if your daughter was a baby?
42.
42, okay. So this is right at the end when the land is still pretty desolate.
Oh, yeah, it was real. Then there was one place where a farmer had to have a grader come in and grade the dirt away from the fence, and they leveled the fence. It was level with the fence, so they graded it away from the fence, and he just graded level it out there in the field.
Well, going back to when you were a boy, a little boy, what did your father do for a living?
My father didn't do much of anything.
Well, this would have been during the Depression, right? When you were little.
No.
The Depression was in the 30s.
Yeah, that was not 1830s, wasn't it?
1930s, yeah.
1930.
To 1940, before the war.
Yeah, because there was one, I had one picture I carried for a long time, and I don't know what happened to it, but it had rolling clouds coming in. Boy, they were just black clouds. I don't know what happened to that picture, but it was sure a beautiful picture. Terrible looking,
yeah.
But I don't know what happened to it.
And at that time, you were living in Cimarron when you were little?
No, I was born in Cimarron.
Born in Cimarron. Where were you living?
We moved around.
Moved a lot?
Yeah, we moved. I heard Dad say one time, we moved 19 times a year.
Oh, my word.
We had a Model T truck. Model A truck it was. Not a Model T, Model A. We had a camper built on it, and we lived in that. Nine of us kids and Mom and Dad. And we went to Texas to pick cotton and stuff like that. Oh, we had different things. I mean, a lot of things happened.
Yeah, so that would have been during the Depression time,
mm-hmm.
and before World War II.
Oh, yeah.
And so did you stay in Texas, Oklahoma, this area?
We just moved. Whenever the truck would run, we'd move it. And we lived in there, and I had a brother born in there. We called him Eddie. We called him a blue boy. He was born, and when we hit in Texas, well, something happened, and he died. So, I mean, it's quite a deal.
And you were nine of you total, or your mom and your dad, and then seven kids, and then you lost the little brother?
Mm-hmm.
We all
lived in that truck. The mom and dad had a bed on top, And us kids, we'd all lined up in the bottom and like sardines.
So you didn't use a tent or anything, or build something out like an awning or?
No, when we went started down there, we stopped at.
Was it in Texas?
No, it was in Oklahoma.
Oklahoma.
Yet, where all the poor people like us was camped.
What did they call it? A Hooverville?
Something like that.
They named some of the camps Hooverville after President Hoover. So there were a lot of other people?
Oh, there was a lot of people there. Camping, trailers, anything they could live in, and that's where they lived.
And your mother cooked on a fire?
No, on a cook stove in the shed. We had a cook stove in there, a wooden cook stove. Oh. And she had her kitchen in there. She cooked in there. And then in the summertime, sometimes we slept underneath of the truck.
Mm-hmm.
We had canvas around it, so we slept underneath of it. But we don't, I mean, I'm confused. I don't know.
Well, you're doing great. So, did you worry about snakes or scorpions or anything like that when you were sleeping outside?
No. Nope, we didn't worry about nothing like that. I guess we were too dumb to think about things like that.
Well, maybe it was too crowded. That's amazing that she cooked in there also. What about water? Do you know where you got your water?
We always carried our water.
So you filled it at?
Wherever
you could get water. And you picked cotton, and your dad did. Did your kids work too?
Yeah, we picked some cotton. And then when we was in Texas, he picked grapefruit. He brought home some big old grapefruits.
What else did you eat? What kind of menus did you have?
We didn't have no menu. Mom just cooked what she could cook.
Would there be like beans and?
Beans, rice. We didn't have much.
You remember rabbit hunts?
Oh, yeah, we eat a lot of rabbit, especially when we got back to Oklahoma. We set some traps out, and we'd go out and run it every day. And then we had a little wire cage. We put the rabbits in there, and we'd take and kill the ones we wanted to eat. But we had rabbits for the next day.
Mm-hmm. How do you cook a rabbit?
We fried them. Mom fried them, we skin them, and then Mom would fry them.
I've been reading some books, and there was a lot of rabbit eating going on in that time.
Oh, yeah.
The rabbits were surviving.
Oh, yeah.
Did you have chores other than?
No chores.
Where were you in the family? Were you in the middle or the older? Or?
I got 1, 2, 3, 4. I got 4 above me and 4 below me.
Mm-hmm. Right in the middle then.
Kind of in the middle, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I had 4 brothers and 4 sisters. My oldest sister is still living. She's older than me. She's in Oregon.
But your family never went to California. You stayed in Michigan. You did?
Mm-hmm.
When did you go to California?
After my first marriage, she divorced me, and I took off, went to California.
Now you have a pretty strong faith. Was your family? Are you Mennonite? Is that?
I am Mennonite now.
No, but you weren't then. Your family wasn't.
Okay. No, Mom and Dad joined, but then it was a long time afterwards before I. My mom died in 54, and she was only 50-some years old.
She
did. Dad died in 96, 95. I can't remember for sure, but that's close to it. But they both came back. They came into the church way back before they passed away. I joined here in California and was expelled in Isabel, Oklahoma. I didn't go back to church then until I moved back here from West Virginia in Fairview, Oklahoma. Then I went back to church and I got reaccepted.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been reaccepted into church for about 5 years now or better. And they ain't going to get me out of it this time.
Well, that's good.
I'm going to hold on to it.
When you were living in that truck, or what did you do to pass the time other than when you had to go? Was there entertainment of any sort? Was there?
Oh yeah, we'd go around and listen to people playing music in tents, stuff, and me and my brother, my kid. I don't know who all was with me, but we had them rubber bands. We made some little wire clips. We'd peek in the tents and shoot the people. With rubber band clips. We'd get in trouble.
Well, a kid's got to keep entertained. What was the hardest thing about living that way? Or wasn't it, as a kid?
Well, it really wasn't hard, but I guess the hardest thing was when Mom had to cook outside, built a fire, a place into the ground, and we had a little deal that was set on top of that where she could bake cakes and stuff in. It was kind of an oven,
mm-hmm.
but it was set on top of a grate with fire underneath. And
what were you burning? Was there wood around?
Oh yeah, we just burn wood in it.
Do you remember anything that was, it was funny to hear you tell the story about shooting the clips. Mm-hmm. Can you think of any other funny things that happened or things that you sort of remember that make you smile?
Well, they come back sometime, but then whenever I'm thinking about it, I can't remember.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can't remember what happened yesterday.
Don't feel bad. That's the way I am.
Trying to remember back further than that. Now, when you would have to be quite small, but as a little boy, do you remember dust storms? You would have been like maybe 8 or 7 at that point.
No, I don't remember it. All I remember is a picture.
Just the picture.
Mm-hmm.
Did your parents ever talk about the dust storms or anything? With stories?
No, they didn't talk about it as far as I know.
Mm-hmm. What was Christmas like living in a truck?
Just like something here. We didn't have no Christmas.
Didn't have no Christmas. Oh, I know. I was going to ask you, how big is a Model A truck bed?
Dad built it. He built it on the truck himself. It was about 16 to 20 feet long and about 10 feet wide.
So it hung out the back and over the sides, sort of?
Yeah.
Okay.
But he bought that truck for $15 after the dust storm. He had cleaned it all up. But then we was living in Fairview, Oklahoma then. I don't know where he bought the truck, Model T or anything, but I know he fixed it up there. We lived on Frank Nightingale Place, and he fixed it up, and we moved away from there.
So when you traveled, you kids rode in the back in the camper?
Oh, yeah.
Was that a little wobbly?
Yeah, we rolled up the flap, canvas flap.
Uh-huh.
And we could lay back there and watch all the people behind us.
Now, you said, I don't think I quite heard it, you said a name that was it Nightingale?
Frank Nightingale.
Frank. Okay, I didn't hear the first name, Frank.
Yeah.
And never, did you have much car trouble with the truck? Do you remember breaking down? Or?
Yeah, one time we had to, Dad had to order back to Fairview. Uncle George Kane lived at Fairview, and he had a shop. We had to order a tire. And so he sent us a tire so we'd go home.
Could you go?
Yeah, we ruined one tire.
I think that was a pretty common occurrence back then.
Yeah.
What were the roads like? Were they, because this is before there were too many highways.
Well, the roads, I can't remember too much about them, but then they seemed to be all smooth pretty good. But I don't know if it was gravel or the blacktop or what there was. That part I don't remember.
And you, because you were traveling around, you weren't able to go to school?
Mm-mm.
Did you get to go at all? Or?
I started school at Isabel, Oklahoma when I was 5 years old. But I didn't get to go to school very much because we moved again and we moved again. We ended up at Montezuma, Kansas, and I went to Montezuma School for a couple of years, but they passed me on age. I wasn't smart enough, and they passed me at Cimarron Valley School. I went there for about a year, but Pete Jantz, he called me up, and he said, you want to work? Dad said, yeah, go to work. So I'd go to work, and I didn't learn nothing.
Well, I don't think it was because you weren't smart enough. I think it was because of all that moving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I've done, you might say I'm a jack of all trades, but no good at none. I don't have no schooling, but I worked on cars, mm-hmm. worked on lawnmowers. I've done carpenter work, plaster work. I done all of that stuff. I worked for Leo News, my cousin. I worked at Dodge City there, helped him build a house in Dodge City. I done so many different things. I can't remember all of them. They confuse me.
Well, but that shows you that you're smart. You just didn't get the education, but you can't do all those things without being smart.
Yeah, when I worked on vehicles, just like working with Charles, he's got to do the reading because I can't read.
Mm-hmm.
I can read some of the small words, and I can't read all the things that I need to know, but I know by the pictures that what it was and what I'd done, so I went by that.
What did your brothers and sisters go on and do? Had they been deprived of schooling too, about like you?
Well, one of them was Mabel. She claimed she was just deprived from school because she worked for a lady in Fairview, Oklahoma, and she said, "We'll send you to school," but they didn't send her to school, so she didn't get the education. But she learned herself. That's something I didn't do.
Well, you're probably busy working.
Yeah, I made the meals. I didn't get my paycheck for a couple of years when I was working for Pete Jantz. Dad always come and picked it up. Whenever I got old enough, I decided I was going to keep that money for myself, buy my own clothes and stuff.
Mm-hmm. What did you do for him, for Pete?
He was in the truck business. Watermelons and cantaloupes, cucumbers, onions, potatoes. We raised 10,000 bushels of sweet potatoes every year.
Wow.
You know, you take a box crate like this, it's got two bushels of sweet potatoes in it, and then set another one on top. Then we set them up. That's when I had some muscles. Now I couldn't even pick up one of them.
Well, I bet you were strong and wiry back then.
Oh, yeah, I could do a lot of things then.
And that was where, in Fairfield?
Isabel, Oklahoma.
Isabel,
Oklahoma. No, excuse me, Ringwood, Oklahoma.
Ringwood, Oklahoma.
Yeah, Hughes and Ringwood, Oklahoma. We raised watermelons up to 101 pounds. We took and loaded out one pack. We loaded out 80 tons of watermelons in one day.
Oh my word! And how old were you that when you, those 2 years or those years you worked for him?
Oh, I'd be 7, 8, 9 years old, something like that.
Well, you started that young.
Oh, yeah. When I should have been going to school, I was working.
You were working. And how many years did you work for him, about?
I think it was 3 or 4 years.
Mm-hmm. And you were too young for World War II, right?
No, I, when we lived at Montezuma, I went in for examination at Kansas City on the bus. They wouldn't take me because I had stomach ulcer, so they wouldn't take me. So I tried it in Albuquerque, New Mexico. I tried it there. And they still wouldn't take me.
You couldn't fake it through, huh?
No, I couldn't make it.
Yeah.
I wanted to because my brother Fred was in there, and they shot. He split his leg wide open, and it was he could put a cigarette up here and just put it out. It was so dead.
Where did he serve? You know, was it in Europe or in the Pacific?
Vietnam.
Oh, he was in Vietnam a little later. Okay. Is he a younger brother?
No, he's older.
Older. Okay.
He used to work for him, carpentry.
Yes. How long did you stay with your family? When did you go out on your own? Were you 17, 18?
Can't remember.
No, that's okay. Well, can you think of anything else you want to add? Did I forget to ask you something? Anything else in your life you want to tell me about?
Well, I could tell you a lot of things if I could remember, but I can't remember.
Oh, you've done wonderfully. Wonderfully.
Yeah, my brother Ben, he's the one that should have been here instead of me. He could have told you anything and everything.
Well, you've done just fine.
He made a map. He had a book. He made a map. And he named towns that wasn't even on the map. But he named them. And I don't know how he named them, but he named them.
Towns that your family had been through or something?
Yeah. He took and wrote a book about all of traveling.
Mm-hmm.
What we've done.
Oh, my goodness.
That was a good book to have, but I don't know who's got that.
Yeah, that would be great to have. Make a copy of it for historical reasons. Well, I want to thank you for coming in today. I really appreciate it. And I, you know, that's a nice little piece of history to have recorded.